Founded by members of the well-known Jacob family in 1901, Jacob's has been a landmark in the village for over a century. Long associated with the local Gaelic Athletic Association team, St Mary's, the pub displays a variety of GAA memorabilia on its walls. In 2005, it was sold to new owners but continues to operate as a public house and puts on live traditional music sessions every Thursday and Saturday night. Why not have a quick refreshment in Jacob's while we fill you in on a bit more of Saggart's history? From the 12th to the 17th century, Saggart witnessed great upheaval. The Anglo-Norman invasion of Ireland in 1169 saw Saggart retained as crown property, becoming a royal manor, but bordering the lands of the Gaelic Irish. In 1323, lands at Saggart became property of the Anglican Church in the Diocese of St. Patrick's Cathedral. As Saggart became an important boundary for the Pale, walls were built around the village to fend off attacks. Reference to a Saggart gate can be found in the Old Town Deed. By 1472, deep trenches had to be dug to strengthen the Pale against incursions. In 1535, the Geraldines, a Hiberno-Norman dynasty, took on the forces of the Crown in Saggart, but were defeated. 45 years later, James Eustace, the 3rd Viscount Baltinglass, Fay McHugh, and 500 men descended on Saggart to take on the Pale. Unfortunately, for Eustace McHugh and his men, a force of Spaniards and Italians who had landed at Smerwick in County Kerry to assist the Catholic cause arrived too late, and the forces of the Crown overpowered them. In October 1641, the native Irish gentry staged a coup d'etat against their English and Scottish Protestant colonists, commencing what would come to be known as the 11 Years' War. The uprising was initially successful, and for a short period, Saggart was under the control of the Irish Catholic Confederation. In January 1642, the village was defended by 500 Irish soldiers. However, those soldiers were soon called away to Drogheda, and Crown forces, under the command of Sir Thomas Armstrong, burned the village once again. In early 1649, the Confederates formed an alliance with the English Royalists, who had been recently defeated by the Parliamentarians in the English Civil War. However, by 1652, Cromwell's Parliamentarian army had defeated the Confederate and Royalist coalition in Ireland. In the aftermath, Cromwell passed a series of draconian laws against Irish Catholics and confiscated large amounts of their land. In 1818, Saggart Commons were divided, allotted, and enclosed. Once you've left Jacob's, head past the post office, across the crossroads, and straight on for 250 metres.